Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Cameron McGill. Thank you for joining us. I've chosen four poets this week, three of whom have lived and worked in the Pacific Northwest at some point, and one poet who currently lives in Atlanta, Georgia. All four of these poems engage with the theme of family in some way. This is a poem called Psalm at the End of Cicada Season by the poet R. Cassandra Bruner. Psalm at the End of Cicada Season. 4 months the swarm fattened the air with noise, with the wax membrane of their wings. Now they've buried their young. Silence opens its forceps in the hollow of afternoon. Underfoot, amber husks chime once more. Is it wrong, God, to want a body emptied of memory? Here, rain bloats an exposed beehive. A collarbone sinks with the heft of its disappeared necklace. And I've spent 17 years translating the timbals humming beneath my tendon, muffled and promising as cricket song heard underwater. My next lover will call me her girl, watching as I molt dresses over doorknobs and bedposts. How do I explain the before? The prophets at the family barbecue, plucking tongue-pink coals from the pit. How I swallowed each one, searing, ready to dissolve into its answer. Or the plainer history stippled down my flank, its pockmarks and half-filled ditches. I've been a student of ecstasy so long, I've neglected what comes after. Those words we bury into mattresses, trusting they will return as butter congealed on dinner plates. That was Psalm at the End of Cicada Season by R. Cassandra Bruner, published in The Adroit Journal. R. Cassandra Bruner has published a chapbook called The Wishbone Dress, which is available from Bull City Press. I'm Cameron McGill. Thank you.